let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught the following machlokes. Ube hektish. If a person gave kedushin with hektish money, b'mezid kiddush, b'shogeg loy kiddush divrei meir. Rav Meir says it depends. If it was known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is effective. If it was not known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is not effective. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says vice versa. B'shogeg kiddush, b'mezid loy kiddush. If it was not known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is effective. If it was known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is not effective. Rabbi Yechon explained that there is one machlekes Ramei Rabbi Huda as follows. Rabbi Huda holds that the halacha of Yotze Lechulin applies only b'shegig and not b'mezid, whereas Ramei holds that Yotze Lechulin applies both b'shegig u'b'mezid. And according to Rabbi Yechon and Bar Pada in this daf, there is another machlekes Ramei Rabbi Huda. Ramei holds lo amr b'shegig mischal ele in achil b'lvad. The halacha of Yotze Lechulin applies only where one ate, consumed, or used the hektish itself. However, Meir holds b'shegig ein mischal. The halacha of Yotze Lechulin does not apply in a case of haitzah, a transaction such as kedushin or mechar, a sale, because the transaction is void because the person objects to be the cause of chil. And since the transaction is void, the money is not mischal. However, Behuda holds b'shegig mischal even in the case of haitzah, a transaction, because gzeir sakasifu, the Torah says that in all cases b'shegig mischal. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the machlekes in the Mishnah is explained as follows. Uve hektish, if a person gave kedushin with hektish money, b'mezid kiddush, b'shegig loy kiddush, divrei meir. Meir says it depends. B'shegig loy kiddush for two reasons. Because loy nichala, denaskal hektish al yada, the woman objects to kedushin which causes chil, and since it was a mekech tois, b'shegig ein mischal, and the money did not belong to the man. However, b'mezid kiddush, because nichala denaskal hektish al yada, she consented by accepting it, b'mezid mischal, it was his money. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says b'shege kiddush, because b'shege mischal, and it was his money, she consented because the chil is inevitable. However, b'mezid loy kiddush, because b'mezid ain't mischal, Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'mezid it's never yitz l'chulun, and the money was not his. The Gemara continues that Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rav, chazar na kol tzedadim shel remeir, v'lo mitzino hektish b'shege ain't mischal, b'mezid mischal. As Rashi explains, Rav holds that according to Remeir, there is no difference in whether it was b'shegig or b'mezid, and in all cases of b'shegig as well, hektish mischal. If so, in all cases, the kedushin would be effective. Therefore, in Mishnah Seinu, and the Mishnah must be speaking about kesnois kuhuna shleibalu. He gave kedushin with a garment of the kahanim that was not worn out and can still be used for that avodah. And the machlekes is explained as follows. Remeir holds nitnu lehanis behen, lefi shlei nitna ter l'malachi asharas. The Chacham allowed the Kohanim to wear the begadim, even shalei b'shas avoda, even while not engaged in the performance of the avoda, because they are only human and cannot limit themselves to only b'shas avoda. And as Rashi explains, Hukdushu mitchila lahanes men shegigin rak shalei iskavan l'chalam. The big tikkunim were therefore permitted to all benefits b'shegig and forbidden only for benefit b'mezid. Therefore b'shegig lekidish, because since mutil lahanes and there was no chilul, the kesainis did not belong to him. However, b'mezid kiddush, because since asal lahanis and there was chil, the kesainis did belong to him. While Rabbi Huda holds, len yishar hanois b'kedusha sayu kaimu. The big tikkunim were permitted only for the kahanim to wear shalei b'shas avoda, but all other benefits remained forbidden, even b'shegig. Therefore, b'shegig kiddush, because since asal lahanis and there was chil, the kesainis did belong to him. However, b'mezid loy kiddush, because Rabbi Huda holds hektish b'mezid ein mischal, and the kesainis did not belong to him. The Gemara, however, points out from a braisa that even according to a mayor, kesainis kahuna shabalu moilim behem. If the garments of the kahanim were worn out and cannot be used for the avayda, a person is liable for meila. Because as Rashi explains, kim de'in ruin la'avayda lo'init nulahanis ben. Since the beggar cannot be used for the avayda, the chacham's heter for the kahanim does not apply anymore, and therefore the kesainis is forbidden to all benefits, and regarding kedushin would be like any hektish subject to the above-mentioned circumstances and opinions. The Gemara mentions that the machlekes Remeir and Behuda also applies to Moilin b'shiyari lishka, whether one is liable for me'ila if he benefited from the shkalim that remain in the lishka after the year expires, which are designated for chaymas se'iro migdula seho b'chol tzar chayir, to improve the walls of Yerushalayim and the city's other needs. Remeir holds ein Moilin, because hoil v'nitnu lohanis, l'fishalei nitnu tari l'malachi asharis, the Chacham permitted all benefits of the Shira Lishka, Because people cannot refrain from Yeshiva Betzila, sitting near the walls and enjoying the shade, while Rabbi Yehuda holds Moyelin, because the Chacham permitted only Yeshiva Betzila, but all other benefits remain forbidden. The Gemara continues, Amar Nachman Ravad Bar Ava, Halacha Kremeir B'Meiser, Ha'il V'Sasim L'Tav L'Kavosei. Regarding Kedushin with Meiser Sheni, the final ruling is as Remeir, because the Stam Mishnah concurs with his opinion that Meiser Sheni Mom Gavaya, and therefore Be Meshagi Be Meiser Loi Kiddush. There is no difference in whether he did or did not know that this was Meiser Sheni. In all cases, the Kedushin is not effective because it's not his money. And Malachik Rabbi Yehuda B'Hektush, Ha'il V'Sasim L'Tav L'Kavosei. Regarding Kedushin with Hektish, the final ruling is as Rabbi Huda, because the Stam Mishnah concurs with his opinion that Hektish b'shegi mischal b'mezid ein mischal, and therefore b'shegi kiddush b'mezid loy kiddush. If he did not know that the money was Hektish, the Kedushin is effective. However, if he did know that the money was Hektish, the Kedushin is not effective. The Gemara concludes that regarding Meister Sheni, there is also a Stam Mishnah which concurs with Rabbi Huda's opinion that Meister Sheni moment had yet. However, halachic Remeir halv etznan bibchirasa kavasei. The final ruling is still as Remeir because the Mishnah in Mesechtas Indias concurs with him, as Rashi explains. Shekol devreim heidum in pi hagdolim v'halacha kamaisen. All the halachas of Mesechtas Indias are final because they were repeated in the name of earlier gedolim.